Deleting Jesus, is it really neutral?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the popular video series called Answers. Ken, more and more we hear of public schools removing any reference to God from school activities so that they can remain neutral. But is that really being neutral?
Mark, not at all. How's that for being emphatic? Let me give you a real-life example from a school near where I live. The Christmas program at this school was to be a religious musical calling all angels. Now, this included Mary, Joseph, the voice of God, and lots of angels preparing for the birth of Jesus. The daughter of a prominent secular humanist wrote a letter to the music teacher saying, quote, "I do not think it's fair at all to put on a religious holiday play. Not everyone is a Christian and believes that the Christmas story is true. I think it's wrong to promote that one religion is true when many people do not agree," end of quote. This student had been trained by her humanist parents to protest any religion but their own humanism. As a result, that particular musical was replaced by a secular program that glorified winter instead of Jesus. The point, Mark, is removing references to Christianity didn't make the program neutral. In essence, what happened was that Christianity was replaced by the religion of humanism. Christians need to realize that they're letting humanists impose their man-centered religion on our society.
What does God's Word say about UFOs and extraterrestrial life? Go to our website, answersradio.com, for answers.